The new European Parliament Housing Committee has been looking at the issue of short-term letting, not just in Ireland, but across Europe. These are the houses and the properties that you see on the Airbnb or Booking.com, and they're offering short-term stays in areas where, to be honest, housing is not plentiful for the locals. Classic example in the west of Ireland would be the Connemara Gaeltacht, where it's not possible to get planning permission to build a house if you're a local. Yet the locals feel many people are coming in from the east coast, buying up second-hand properties and turning them into short-term lets, B&Bs and Booking.com bookings. So there's great opposition to this. Our committee at Europe is looking at it. We've been to Barcelona to look at a ban in Barcelona on lettings which are any shorter than 90 days. So that's an interesting proposal they've put in place over there. It's going to be looked at, I think, as well in Ireland in the coming weeks and coming months as the new housing policy unfolds here. And if it's not included by the Irish government, I will certainly be bringing legislation proposals in the autumn to the European Parliament when the Housing Commissioner, Dan Jorgensen, produces his blueprint. We cannot have a situation whereby local people cannot get planning to build a house, yet many people can come in from other regions, buy that house over their head at an auction and turn it into a short-term letting, which is of no addition to the local people. Obviously, we want to promote tourism where we can, and I will continue to promote tourism. But in areas where there's a ban on planning, I don't think there's any place for any more Airbnbs. We must make sure the locals, firstly, have the right to build their own home. And that's why we've seen protests throughout Europe in recent months, because of the growth of the number of Airbnbs and the problems locals are having, just cannot get a roof over their head. And we have hundreds and thousands of people homeless, as indeed we have in Ireland.